On Monday's front page, the Senate turned down another Republican attempt to rewrite the new arms control treaty with Russia. Temporary workers are starting to look not so temporary. There are signs that businesses' reliance on temps will outlast the recession. And on Wall Street, some bankers and traders will be getting an annual bonus of nothing. That's a psychological blow, even though their base salaries have almost doubled. I'm James Barron. All the news that's fit to podcast begins after this.
This New York Times podcast is brought to you by Ford and voice-activated Sync, the in-car connectivity and entertainment system that features music search with the sound of your voice. Simply say the name of a song, band, artist, or genre of music available on your MP3 player to browse and play the music you want to hear. Sync is a system that's subscription-free, and it's available exclusively on Ford, Lincoln, and Mercury vehicles. For more details, visit SyncMyRidePodcast.com.
Our top story says the Senate rejected another Republican attempt to rewrite the new arms control treaty with Russia. That came after Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell and Senator John Kyle said they were against the treaty. The White House had spent months negotiating with Kyle. It even agreed to an $85 billion program he insisted on. It'll modernize the nation's nuclear weapons systems. At the far left side of page one, temporary workers accounted for a significant part of hiring this year, but businesses are skittish about making those jobs permanent. That has some labor experts concerned that temporary employees will become a larger and more entrenched part of the workforce. Times reporter Motoko Rich says that's bad news for the job market. Temps have virtually no job security and get few, if any, benefits. And it's harder for temps to develop a career path while hopping from boss to boss. It's getting to be bonus season on Wall Street. This year, the talk is about a club no one wants to join. It's the zeros, bankers and traders who are getting an annual bonus of nothing. Their base pay went up during the financial meltdown. Banks tried to hold off regulators who didn't like Wall Street's culture of bonuses. But the psychological blow of not getting a bonus is still a biggie on Wall Street, where your bonus remains a barometer of your status. Don't ask, don't tell is on its way out. Over the weekend, the Senate voted to end it. President Obama is expected to sign the bill early this week, even though Pentagon officials don't have a timetable for putting the change into effect. On Sunday, Times reporters interviewed Marines around Camp Lejeune in North Carolina and Camp Pendleton in Southern California. Most said Congress did the right thing, but many said deploying gay men in combat forces would be disruptive. New York Governor David Paterson is worried about readjusting to private life. He's stepping down in 12 days after nearly 3 years as governor and more than 20 years before that in the state Senate. What unsettles him most is something basic. Paterson is legally blind. He's worried about how he'll cross the street. For years, a small army of state employees has been reading the paper to him and guiding him around corners, and sometimes even grabbing a container of milk for him at the supermarket. Monday's front page says college mental health centers are struggling. National surveys show nearly half of students who visit campus counseling centers are coping with serious mental illness. That's more than double the rate a decade ago. Experts say the trend is partly due to drugs like Wellbutrin and Abilify that let students attend college who otherwise might not have functioned in a campus setting. We'll go inside Monday's Times after this.
This New York Times podcast is brought to you by Ford and voice-activated Sync, the in-car connectivity and entertainment system that features music search with the sound of your voice. When you have Sync, you can simply say the name of a song, band, artist, or genre of music available on your MP3 player to browse and play the music you want to hear. You can also use the controls included in your vehicle's sound system to control most MP3 players. Sync is a system that's subscription-free, and it's available exclusively on Ford, Lincoln, and Mercury vehicles. For more details, visit SyncMyRidePodcast.com.
Inside Monday's Times, the UN Security Council met an emergency session looking for ways to defuse tensions in Korea. This is the South Korean military confirmed its plan to carry out artillery exercises on Monday using live ammunition. North Korea said that could lead to, quote, catastrophe. At the Security Council, things bogged down because China didn't want a specific condemnation of North Korea. The other 14 member nations did. In Iran, gasoline prices nearly quadrupled. Regular jumped from 38 cents a gallon to $1.44. This was after the government cut fuel subsidies. President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad announced the reductions on television on Saturday. On Sunday, riot police took up positions at gas stations in Tehran, bracing for unrest, but there were no reports of violence. Muqtada al-Sadr's political party is still Iraq's most fiercely populist anti-American bloc. Monday's Times says Sadr's influence is likely to grow after the new coalition government takes shape. His followers are trying to recast themselves as politicians who can govern and deliver badly needed services. In this country, the people behind lawsuits aimed at dismantling the healthcare overhaul have set their sights on an even bigger target. They want a constitutional amendment permitting the repeal of any law or regulation if legislatures in two-thirds of the states vote to do so. Haitians in New York are bracing for deportations to resume. For the first time since the earthquake 11 months ago, the federal government plans to send immigrants convicted of crimes back to Haiti. New York City Councilmember Matthew Eugene, who's Haitian American, says Haiti can't handle any more challenges. That's our preview of Monday's Times. For a look at all of these stories, go to nytimes.com. You can send your comments about the Front Page Podcast to podcasts@nytimes.com. That's podcasts with an S on the end at nytimes.com. I'm James Barron. Thanks for spending this part of your day with us.